I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Most of us use a great deal of our expendable income on hunting, fishing, and other wildlife pursuits just because it's an enjoyable way to pass the time. But to the state of West Virginia, that spending is a vital part of the state's overall economic makeup. I'll tell you more about it coming up in a moment.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Outdoors activities in West Virginia, namely hunting and fishing, represent nearly $1 billion to the state's economy every year. Steve Brown is with the DNR's Elkins Operations Center and crunches the numbers.
Hunting, fishing, and I'm going to throw in other wildlife-associated recreation because it goes hand in hand. This is the, you know, bird watching and all the rest of that. The whole ball of wax is just shy of $1 billion a year, about $800 and some odd million a year in economic impact for the state of West Virginia.
Now, much has been made in recent years about the declining number of hunters and anglers nationwide. Brown says West Virginia is experiencing some of that trend as well, but not to the degree of others.
Even though we've experienced some long-term declines in hunting and fishing license sales, one of the things that is also true is that the point to which we've declined, you know, the point that we're at now, is still the envy of most states in the nation in terms of participation rates.
So who is benefiting from this multi-million dollar industry we call hunting and fishing? Most of it is private industry. Brown says the DNR's share is pretty minimal.
The vast majority of that is impact that that goes to private sector businesses. The agency, DNR, takes in from that whole, set of expenditures, takes in less than 2% of that.
Not only is it infusing cash into the state's economy, it's also a jobs incubator and one that should command great attention.
That level of economic activity, the $800 to $900 million a year of economic activity in the state, is estimated to support about 4,500 jobs in the state. If a new industry were proposing to come to West Virginia and deliver 4,500 jobs, what do you think the reaction would be? It would be overwhelmingly positive from everyone.
Well, it's just fun in the outdoors to most of us, but to others in West Virginia, hunting, fishing, and wildlife-related recreation are actually big business and a staple of the state's economy. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.